Thank you for tuning in to our new program on Eating the Past that explores food and beverages in history, along with our relationship to food today. My name is Tammy Proctor, and I'm one of your hosts. My specialty is European women's history, particularly in the modern period. I have written about scouting, women spies, and the way war affects the lives of ordinary people. Currently, I'm writing a book on American food relief to Europe during and after World War I. This project has made me think much more about the history of what we eat and why. I am an avid cook, especially of vegetarian cuisine, and since moving to Utah in 2013, I've been perfecting my baking skills at altitude.
We will bring recipes, personal stories, interviews, and fun to the discussion of what we eat. The show grew out of a cooking series in USU's History Department that highlights historic cookbooks from the Merrill Kazir Library's stellar collection. My name is Jeannie Sir, and I will be one of your hosts. I'm a staff member in the Department of History and Utah Public Radio. I would say my most significant food influences come from my family and the slow food, what some might call the sustainable food movement. My parents are Korean, and as a Korean American, I've come to realize that I have experienced part of the quintessential history of American cuisine, which is traditions brought and sustained by American immigrants. I'm excited to share more of my interests and explore all things food.
The show will air every Sunday right before The Splendid Table, and each short segment will feature a theme. My name is Jamie Sanders, and I'm an historian of Latin America at Utah State, and I'm my family's principal cook. I grew up in the rural South, and I love its regional cuisine. But a study abroad trip to the Yucatan when I was a teenager really awakened me to international food culture, which I'll talk about in a future personal essay. We're all very excited to launch this program. Tammy, tell us about next week's episode.
Next week, we will welcome Jennifer Duncan, Interim Dean of the Library at USU, to the show. She will talk about our companion video series and USU's large collection of historic cookbooks, which includes some rare gems.
After the show with Jennifer Duncan, our next show will be on the delicious topic of ice cream. We will share with you some tidbits about the history of ice cream, as well as a recipe. Later in this season, we will also be bringing you some larger theme shows with topics such as chocolate and beverages. And at the same time, share with you the interesting and fun histories of recipes, food products, and ingredients.
We will also do interviews with community members engaged with food. On October 3rd, we will talk about Utah's unique food culture. It's not just green jello. I will interview Dr. Lynn McNeil, a folklorist, about her new book, This is the Plate, Utah Food Traditions. The book covers both the history of Utah's foodways and its current culture, exploring everything from such classics as fry sauce and funeral potatoes to contemporary themes such as Pie and Beer Day and Utah's ongoing soda wars. Then, on October 31st, All Hallows Eve, we will talk about another holiday, Día de Muertos, or the Day of the Dead. I will host Dr. Maria Luisa Spicer Escalante as we talk about food traditions associated with the Day of the Dead, from calaveritas de azúcar, which are candy sugar skulls, to pan de muerto.
One special feature of our show will be personal essays about foodways and cooking. Evelyn Funda, for example, will read her reflection on Czech cooking, entitled Stalking the Wild Mushroom, in October.
We look forward to spending our Sundays with you.
Support for UPR's Eating the Past is made possible by USU Dining Services, always working to create an excellent college experience for students, faculty, and staff. Now 13 locations open around campus. More details at usu.edu/dining. And Love to Cook, a kitchen store offering kitchen appliances, tools, cooking classes, private events, and knife sharpening. Information on Instagram at lovetocooklogan.